This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كل العلوم سوى القرآن مشغلة إلا الحديث وإلا الفقه في الدين العلم ما كان فيه قال حدثنا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على عبد الله ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Welcome to another explanation of some of the ahadith of Bulugh al-Maram. Now, because I am away from the masjid over the next few weeks, these classes probably aren't going to go out live. We might get one or two live depending on the situation and the circumstances, but this is actually a pre-recorded version of the class that's going out, and also it's quite likely the classes will be quite a bit shorter than usual. The reason we are continuing them, even though I'm not in the usual place, is because of the fact that we're trying to finish Kitab al-Siyam before Ramadan starts, inshallah ta'ala. That's the goal and that's the aim. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for his tawfiq. The hadith that we have today is the hadith of Hafsa Ummul Mu'mineen wa an Hafsata Ummul Mu'mineen رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من لم يبيت الصيام قبل الفجر فلا صيام له رواه الخمسة ومال النسائي والترمذي إلى ترجيح وقف إلى ترجيح وقفه وصححه مرفوعا من خزيمة وابن حبان. This hadith, the hadith of Hafsa أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever did not intend, and he didn't intend the fasting before Fajr, there is no fast for him. This is narrated by the five, that is Ashab al-Sunan and Musnad al-Imam Ahmad. And al-Nasa'i and al-Tirmidhi lean towards it being mawquf, and it being the statement of Hafsa rather than the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Khuzaymah and Ibn Hibban declared it to be authentic marfu'an, any authentic and attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Ad-Darqutni has the wording, there is no fasting for the one who does not make it any obligatory upon themselves or obligate it upon themselves in the night time. These ahadith deal with the intention in fasting, and that the fasting is not valid without intention. And this can be taken, first of all, from the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Actions are judged according to intentions, and everyone will have the reward of what they intended. And there are two types of fasting. There is obligatory fasting, which is the fasting of Ramadan, and the other fasting which is obligatory, such as making up the fast of Ramadan, the fasting of kafara, an oath, the fasting of another, of an oath that was made, making up for something, an expiation. And there is siyamu at-tatawwu, there is voluntary fasting. And voluntary fasting is that which is not from those obligatory categories. So as for the obligatory fast, it is only valid to make the intention before Fajr. So the intention has to be made before Salatul Fajr or before the Adhan of Fajr. Now, when we talk about intention, it's really important people understand what intention is. Intention is not words that you say. There's no need for you to stand there and say, Allahumma inni sawfa asumu hadha al-yawm laka min ghayri fitr, or you know, something like that. There is no need for you to say, oh Allah, I'm going to fast this day and I'm not going to break my fast and it's going to start at Fajr and it's going to finish at Maghrib. There is no need for you to make any such intention like that. However, intention is an awareness of what you are about to do, or an awareness of what you're doing. So you must be aware prior to the Adhan of Fajr that you are going to fast on that day. That could be before you go to sleep at night. Tomorrow, I'm going to be fasting. You're aware of it. You're conscious of it. It could be something that you do when you wake up for suhoor. You're waking up for suhoor because you're conscious that you're going to fast. It doesn't mean that at the time of the Adhan of Fajr, you have to be standing awake. You might have slept through the Adhan of Fajr, woke up 5 minutes later. But before you slept, before that Adhan, at some point the previous night, before you went to sleep, as you woke up, you were conscious that you were going to be fasting that day. That consciousness and awareness has to take place before the Adhan of Fajr for the Fard fast, including the fasting of Ramadan. As for the voluntary fast, that's going to be mentioned in a subsequent hadith. So voluntary fast, that doesn't mean you can eat and drink and then decide to fast. But if you had no intention to fast, and then later on, let's say 10 o'clock in the morning, you decide, I haven't eaten anything, I haven't drunk anything, it's a voluntary fast, let me fast today, there's no harm in that, inshallah, for the voluntary fast. And the hadith are going to come in that regard. So it's not allowed for someone to wake up 10 o'clock in the morning and say, you know what it is, I think I'm going to make up a missed fast from Ramadan today. Because making up the missed fast from Ramadan is obligatory, and obligatory fasts have to be decided upon, and the intention has to be made before the fasting time starts, which is Tulu' al-Fajr al-Thani, the appearance of the true dawn, which is, of course, the Adhan of Fajr. Now here, the question comes about, and this is something we will deal with, inshallah ta'ala, perhaps in more detail, let's say we're talking about the month of Ramadan. Is it sufficient for a person to make a single intention to fast Ramadan, or must there be every night a consciousness that tomorrow I'm going to be fasting? Next night, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to be fasting. Next night, tomorrow I'm going to be fasting. Or is it sufficient for a person to simply, at the beginning of Ramadan, to say, I'm going to be fasting the month of Ramadan? We're going to cover this perhaps in more detail later on, inshallah, but we will mention generally that it is sufficient to have a single intention as long as that fast is not broken by something. But if it's broken by travel, or if it is broken by sickness or something like that, then of course, restarting the fast, restarting the month's fasting after travel, after sickness, that requires intention, of course. But generally speaking, it is sufficient for you. You hear that it's Ramadan tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to be fasting the month of Ramadan. That's your intention. You're aware. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything special. But just be aware that you are going to be fasting the month of Ramadan. Now, when you wake up in the morning, whatever time you wake up, before or after Fajr, the Adhan of Fajr, you're going to have that consciousness, because it was made the night before, that you woke up aware and conscious that you were going to be fasting Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, during those days. Yes, if you break your fast for any particular reason, and that could be something like travel or sickness, now you no longer have this kind of guaranteed intention that you're going to be fasting. So instead, what you have to do is, when you're ready to resume your fast, perhaps a lady on her monthly cycle, when she's ready to resume her fast, again, before the Adhan of Fajr, she has to have made the intention. Here there comes another question, and that is, what do you do if you hadn't made the intention? Let me give you an example of that. Somebody wasn't aware that it's Ramadan tomorrow. Wasn't aware. Had no idea that the month of Ramadan could be tomorrow. They thought it was 3 days away. And they wake up, you know, maybe after the Adhan of Fajr, let's not say they miss Fajr, let's say they wake up after the Adhan, 20 minutes after the Adhan, they wake up, as they're getting ready for Fajr, someone says to them, you do know it's Ramadan today, right? Is it Ramadan today? I had no idea. It's Ramadan today? What should this person do? So once Ramadan is authentically reported, as we mentioned in the last class, through the sighting of the moon, you have to fast that day. But the day is not counted as a valid Ramadan fast. You must fast the day. The person cannot eat or drink. They cannot say, oh, let me just have a glass of water, then I'll fast. That's it. You have to fast. From the moment you were told, you have to fast. But that fast will not be counted, so it needs to be made up again. So you have to fast. Say, for example, you receive the news at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You didn't realize. You know, someone says to you, it's Ramadan. You do realize it's Ramadan today. The person never knew. It's not like someone who knew but then they just forgot in the morning. Somebody never knew it was going to be Ramadan. They got the news it's Ramadan and they didn't have the intention. And so what they will do is immediately no eating and drinking. The fast will be continued until the night time, until the time of Maghrib, the Adhan of Maghrib. And they will not count that as a Ramadan fast. They will just count that as an obligatory fast. They had to do it, but it's not counted among the days of Ramadan. They have to make up another day from Ramadan afterwards. As for the wording of Ad-Darqutni, here it mentions the word fard, or it mentions the verb relating to fard. So here, fard tells us that this refers to the fasting which is obligatory, rather than the fasting which is voluntary. As for the wording of Ad-Darqutni, لَا صِيَامَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَفْرِضْهُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, then this mentions the word fard. And therefore we understand that this refers to, and it's also the wording of Ibn Majah, rahimahullah ta'ala. And this hadith, inshaAllah ta'ala, is hadith sahih. Yani both of the ahadith are sahih, marfu'an in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah azza wa jalla knows best, that there is no fasting for the one who has not, it has not been made obligatory upon them from the night. They have not made it obligatory upon themselves from the night. So this mentions the word obligatory. Now we're going to finish with the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. وعن Aisha radiallahu anha أنها قالت دخل علي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم فقال هل عندكم شيء قلنا لا قال فإني إذا صائم ثم أتانا يوما آخر فقلنا أهدي لنا حيس فقال أرينيه فلقد أصبحت صائما فأكل رواه مسلم. The hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came one day and he said, do you have anything? Anything to eat? Aisha said, we said no. He said, فَإِنِّي إِذَنْ صَائِمٌ, in that case, I'm going to fast. This refers to the voluntary fasts. So we said the wording of Ad-Darqutni in the first hadith informs us that this ruling of niyyah before the start of the fast refers to the obligatory fasts. As for the voluntary fasts, this refers to this can be taken from the hadith in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, فَإِنِّي إِذَنْ صَائِمٌ, in that case I'm going to fast. The Prophet had not eaten anything, he had not drunk anything, and instead when he asked is there any food, and Aisha, she said no, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in that case, I'm going to fast. So he made his intention to fast after he realized there was no food, after he was told that there was no food in the house, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, also mentioned, she said, then he came to us another day. We said, we have been given, uhdiya lana haysun. We have been given hays. Hays, it refers to al-khalt, a mix of something, usually a mix of butter and dates or something like that, a mix of two things which are sort of combined together. Typically, for example, butter and dates. Faqal, he said, show it to me, for I have woken up fasting. I have woken up with the intention to fast. Fa'akala, and he ate. So this tells us the permissibility in the voluntary fast of choosing to break the fast if a person wishes to. For example, if they are invited to food, or if they were intending to fast because they didn't think they had any food available, and then they find that food is available to them, that it is permissible for them to break their fast. So that's what we had for this particular class. It was a short class and also a pre-recorded class, but inshallah ta'ala we will try to get the live stream back up and going inshallah as soon as possible. That's what Allah made easy for me to mention, and Allah knows best. We want to remind everyone there are no tafsir classes at the moment, and there are also no kids classes at the moment, and that's likely to continue until Ramadan, where there might be some special classes and resuming properly after Ramadan. That's what Allah made easy for me to mention. Allah knows best. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Nabi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullah khairan for watching. Please subscribe, share, and you can visit muhammadtim.com.